They say money can't buy happiness. They say money can't buy love. Mm. But can love and happiness survive without money? Welcome back to Seated with Lebo and Thato Rampedi. I'm super excited for this episode. The podcast today is, does wealth influence love and happiness?
Yeah.
I'm here with Thato. Thato, you can introduce yourself. Who are you?
Who are you? Shafiro, who's the guys? What's going on? My name is Thato Rampedi. Co-host, co-founder of Rampedi Media, co-owner.
This is the other. I'm not a founder. I'm a co-investor.
Co-investor.
Co-part owner.
I came in when the company was winning.
So we are going to have the most, I want to say, funny conversation.
Yeah, because it's a tough one.
This is a very sensitive topic.
Extremely.
I have the most crazy headliners for this podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited for it. I hope you guys are super excited. But if you don't know, guys, you can keep up with all the updates of Seated at Seated With on our Instagram. We post all our little snippets. Our community is very much alive right now. It's growing right now. And we are, in my mind, the number one wellness podcast in South Africa.
Yeah, 100%. So. Come on.
According to it's 5.
Yeah. Okay. Also, I've got two things to say. In the house, we've got Sabang in the building. He's busy. They're changing the angles. Change angle to me. Twa. Change to the wide. Twa. Change to level. Twa. Back to the wide. Twa. We've got Kenny also. He's also in the building.
They're listening on the audio. Just picture our faces between the twas.
Yeah. Kenny's looking at what he's going to edit later. And then Ruby couldn't join us today. She's on lunch.
Ruby's upstairs.
Ruby's upstairs. She's chilling. She's relaxing. Lunchtime is a time where everyone takes a deep breath.
Yeah.
I think it's so important. You know, we never used to take lunch seriously.
Yeah.
But now Mbali's like, guys, it's lunchtime. But I just wanted to say, guys, I have been on a mission to teach young people how to use content creation as a tool. Not just as a tool to, you know, get brand deals. That's like a thing that you get like when you're doing well. But as a tool to come up with new versions of yourself, right? If you want to go into hosting, if you want to go into speaking, it's opened so many doors for so many of my friends. I mean, I've got this one kid, Wabile, I don't think I can even call him a kid anymore.
That grown man
who started content a few years after me, and now he stopped content, but he has a wig business, and he's doing extremely well. We've got people like the Tsoho Fatso, who started off content as well, but now she sells candles, and she also creates websites for people. So content really is that gateway. It's that accelerator towards, you know, entrepreneurship at this point, right? So if you guys want to work on your content, I have this lovely, lovely guide. I'll put the link to the guide in the description. I also have a free brand readiness audit. This helps you get all of your pages ready for campaigns. So if an influencer marketing agency or campaign manager like Lebo or myself or my team sees your page, it's like, okay, cool. This is a content creator. I can work with them. They're clearly in this niche. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not getting any passports anymore. So at least let me promote what I do.
Also, if you're a brand manager and you're listening to this podcast, welcome. Hope you stay till the end. And I hope that you hit us up on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
But let's get straight to it with our favorite question, which is,
how are you?
Now, with your how are you, nah? Today, I like to structure it differently
based
on the topic.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want you to tell me how you are and how money made you feel good this week. It can be a small thing.
I love that.
Then I want you to tell me, without the money, something that just emotionally felt good this week.
But both. Okay so my week started on Monday.
Yeah.
Just came back from Sun City.
Yeah,
so wow. I guess money provided that happiness in Sun City.
Wow.
Yeah.
Danko mama and papa. Danko mama and papa.
And then Monday, did I come to work on Monday? Okay, Monday I didn't come to work.
Everyone's shaking their head in this.
So money gave me a day off.
Yeah.
I was able to work from home though. So I was able to do
I love how I asked you for one thing, but you're like, you know what? I'm so blessed.
I'm hallelujah. Tuesday came into the studio. We shot one campaign.
I remember. They were saying Tuesday's campaign day.
Yeah, so Mani obviously gave me the team. He gave me Tabang, Kenny, Ruby, and Bali. And we were able to create a really beautiful piece of content. We can play it here as the episode goes. Yeah. And this is the campaign with me and Stimmerl. Wednesday came in. We shot a campaign with Ish.
Ish.
Cadbury. With Cadbury. Celebrating East. I just confused the two because Esmajita was in the past.
Yes.
That was a blessing. And then after that, I had a meeting with an old friend who's in the business space.
Wow.
And I think it was just beautiful to have that meeting with them. And then, yeah, I was able to pay for the drinks, paid for the bill, which was also nice.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Wasn't too bad.
Tato, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that was nice. We were at a nice establishment called Signs.
Yeah.
Behind
Temple. Oh, I know Signs. It's by my flat. That's
the guys wear green suits there.
Green?
Green suits.
Is it like a dark green or is
it's
it
like
a
lime?
A lime green. A lime.
Lighter than that plant.
Oh, shout out Signs.
Yeah. So they wear suits. Very serious.
Okay.
Save you nice.
And then one emotional one. Give me like an emotional one that you're just like, wow. Like, I'm just.
I'm going to sound like you. Oh, man. You want to say, oh, man.
Oh, man.
Dude, I think like waking up and seeing my queen next to me, that's one of the most beautiful things. or going to sleep some days and seeing my queen there, like us going to sleep together. Like,
see, okay, they call you my queen.
My heart.
My rib.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, yesterday was the first day I came home after work and she wasn't there. Then I was like, damn, I haven't come home to nobody in weeks, you know? And it was just like, oh, okay, this is.
Can you stay for people at home? Like, so you guys are like fatting, tooting right now?
No. She visits me frequently.
She visits you frequently. Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, then what about you?
Emmanuel, I want to say something. So I was at a shoot and they had a craft table. And anyone that like knows me, like, I love chicken samosas, bro.
Yeah.
I love chicken samosas more than like, it's like my favorite.
So this is yesterday?
Yeah, this is yesterday. So it's Tuesday.
With the Nivea team.
Yeah, I was with the Nivea team and they had like a craft table. And they had samosas. I love samosas. Everyone else is eating the wings. There's burgers, there's wings, yeah, there's lakapo, there's strawberries, there's what. I'm just there on the samosas. Then one of my Indian like co-actors for this thing, he says, bro, you say you're Indian though, you eat all the samosas. I started dying. But for me, it was just like such a small thing, but I was just like, oh, I love samosas. Like, I'm so glad I'm eating samosas.
That's beautiful.
Glad to be working. I'm glad to be.
Yeah, to be a part of the
shoot.
Economy.
Yeah, to be part of the economy. Yeah. Sun City was a blessing on a monetary 100%. Level.
Shout out to our parents. Our parents celebrated 30 years of marriage of the weekend. So they invited us.
They kept telling us, you guys see?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah, we're like, we do see.
30 years. Our mother speaking, by the way. 30 years. And my dad still just nodding his head behind
her. The joke mama kept making about, let's see.
So my mom makes this joke like 10 times. 15 times.
Which I think is a very powerful thing.
Yeah. I think she's trying to imprint it into us.
That's why I want you guys at home to also hear this thing she's saying.
So she says that people say, hey, we're going to travel when we're old.
I'm going to save. Let's save now. So we can travel when we're older. Let's save now. And they kept pushing the trips away.
And then she points at like someone who's like 89 and they're like shaking as they walk and saying, you see, that's the let's save. She was basically just trying to say like, live life while you can.
While
like,
you're still able, man. While you can still do the splits, you can still do the handstand.
Yeah.
You can still do the jump squats.
Okay, cool. So obviously like with the whole topic being, does wealth influence love and happiness?
Yeah. Right?
Baseline answer.
Before that, does wealth influence love and happiness?
Yeah.
Wealth being financial.
Being
like, what does wealth look like to? What does wealth look like to you?
I think let's get into one of the first headliners, right?
Yeah.
It's a question that someone asked me recently. They said, do you think that you have stages of being a better boyfriend? Or do you think you have stages of being just a better spender?
Both.
Do you get the question?
That's a good question.
Because
that's a trick question.
No, let's look at it like remove yourself. I want you to remove yourself, remove myself and our relationships, etc. Think about social media right now and how things are portrayed for the people, right?
How a successful relationship looks like.
And let's describe it based on social media in our minds, based on what we've consumed, based off the algorithm, everything. What do you think a successful like relationship looks like? Let's minimize it. A successful date. What does
successful
it look like?
Successful date.
It looks like the girl wearing heels.
Yeah, successful dates is definitely, it's dinner time.
Dinner time, yeah.
It's expensive restaurant.
Expensive restaurant.
He arrived with flowers and a gift.
The flowers are like 100 stem.
Yeah, 100 stem. Maybe organize something cute during the date.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a sparkle of some sort on the date.
Yeah. And then, of course, he must also become a photographer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he must shoot her.
She's taking that photo where it looks like a woman has a bazooka over her shoulder.
Yes, that guy got it. He's wanted in Mexico, so he can only show his tattoos and his arms and his shoulder.
Wow. Oh, yeah. And we never see the man.
Yeah.
And we never... No.
I got he's 45 or 50 and she's 21.
Okay, yeah. Oh, he's just the prince or... Minister San.
You know, every time I go to these really, really fancy restaurants, I'm always just like amazed at the age gap between the girls and the guys. But I mean, I'm not a shamer of age.
Yeah.
As long as the person is over like 21.
Which is so crazy because I got this concept from the Does Age Affect Love and the relationships? Because that's where I was thinking about. So I was like, let me throw the wealth thing. But okay. So we basically established it, right?
Yeah, but I mean, let's also establish it outside of a date, man.
Can I elaborate? Yeah.
I also feel like a healthy or good relationship on social media is like the woman not having any problems and always looking done. Wow. It's like if you can see her nails always done, her hair is always done, she's glowing.
So a woman unaffected by like real life, by issues, real life issues and obstacles and real life things. That's like a wow.
The person
has a successful boyfriend. The person has a loving relationship.
Like you guys will know that I'm a multi-millionaire. multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
When my girlfriend starts looking like she's the princess.
She drives like a Range Rover.
Princess of New York.
Yeah, but do you think that equates to like happiness?
Of course not. I'm saying that's how it looks. That's how we gauge.
Yeah.
And of course, like the frequency of her going out also, like is she going to dinners frequently?
Yeah.
Or is she always go at home cooking?
Yeah.
It's all linked to money.
She's on her third story about how she makes a plate every day.
Sounds like my heart.
Other men are like, eish, shame.
Plates of food at Ojokopo.
Eish, they're eating at Okio Okio. Okay, cool. So does financial generosity make someone a better partner or does emotional presence mean more? Now that we've established what it looks like.
Dog, you're jumping us now.
No, like, okay, I'm basically asking who's happier? The girl in Santon who drives the Range Rover, Hairsley, or the girl in Rez whose boyfriend gives her every single piece of him that he can, all the time that he can.
The golden rays. But it's the...
I don't think so.
There's a saying, I just forgot. I learned it in university, but there's some things that you have. There's stages, né? For example, if I can want to eat every day, right? And if I don't eat, I'm going to feel the consequences of not eating.
Okay.
If I eat, I'm not going to be like, oh my gosh, like I'm eating, this is amazing. Yeah. It's just a thing that I have to get.
Sure.
You get me? But there's some things like, yo, I'd love a mansion in Santon.
Sure.
I'm explaining it hard because I also can't remember it quite well. But my point is,
different tiers of happiness.
There's different tiers of like material possession of things or possession of anything.
Yeah.
And they make us all feel in different ways. Let me just say that. And then let me jump onto what you're saying now. I might have confused a lot of people.
You picking the Rez girl?
Yes, I'm saying she's happier. So let me explain to you. So the Rez girl, let's say she is being met with all of her emotional needs.
Yeah.
So all of her emotional needs are being met. Quality time, communication, understanding, consideration, all these things are being met. But of course, her and her partner are going to dream from what we want, the Benz, we want the house, we want the picket fence. Mm. Those things are dreams. And then obviously she's going to feel pressure like, sure, people are doing all these things.
Yeah.
So she's going to have a craving of, I want more, potentially. But most times, good women won't necessarily want more. They know that they're still young. It's not their time.
Yeah.
Then now the lady who is being bought an apartment, everything. She's been giving a CLA. She's given a 70,000.
But there's not that much emotional presence.
But the partner has four other of hers. Because I'm telling you, if there's a girl who's living at that lavish life, 6 times out of 10, she's probably not the only one.
In South Africa.
Yeah. And I think South Africa is the whole world.
This is like a common knowledge thing. I don't think we're saying anything that's going
to
shock.
No. I'm not even scared to say it. Like, even they know the girls.
Yeah.
They even say like, ish, I can't go to this place because my man frequents there. So now I'm going to see things I shouldn't see.
Yeah.
I've heard many girls say that. But now that girl.
Or my man doesn't like me going out because your man is out. Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
So now, now that girl has all of these material things, but she's lonely. She's always fighting with her man. She's literally physically exhausted. She needs makeup to hide how tired her face is and how much her eye bags have fallen. She's not content. And she's always complaining about her emotional state.
Yeah.
The other girl is aspiring and maybe also complaining about...
she's always complaining about...
I don't think always. I think that golden rares, if her boyfriend does things... once a week, once every 2 weeks, even if it's sweet, just like a picnic with everything, she will be more content. I'm saying in terms of internal happiness, Rez girl will be significantly happier.
Let's remove Rez because I feel like Rez, obviously there's certain expectations. I can't expect.
Even first year working. Year I mean like even
let's
first
do year first year working, yeah. First year working. One is like, okay.
First year working and then obviously you're dating.
Yeah. But your answer, basically is that emotional presence matters more.
Way more.
I don't think so. I don't think that's what we've seen.
Yeah.
In South Africa. I don't think that's what we've seen. I have seen women who are spoiled being the happiest. They don't even care who the man is with, one type, or if he's there, not there, if he's emotionally present. The money always seems to compensate for emotional presence.
Sure.
And I think to myself now, like, if we had to flip the roles right now, because that's what we were doing yesterday when I was at my show, we were all talking about if we had to flip the standards of men and women, right? And you right now are the girl that's going to be, now Sikhi is your man. Sikhi is your tato, basically. Yeah. Think about, wow, did you see the immediate reaction?
The relief.
The relief. Even me, I think about it, I say, wow. I say to myself, that's, I feel so much more loved, Ibile. I feel so much more cared for. You know what I'm saying? Like, but so my question is, in order to eliminate this emotional imbalance and financial imbalance, do you think women should aim to earn equally with their partners?
Yes. I think it should be, everyone should aim towards,
yeah,
being able to take care of themselves and being sustainable.
Yeah.
Because marriage is a risk.
Yeah.
Dating is a risk. Having you know, someone to rely on for financial gain is a risk. Because if they are like...
But we've seen women, especially black women,
yeah,
do that over and over and
And over. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's, they should.
So why is there something wrong with it? If I'm just saying, like, because the way you're describing it, it's like such a huge risk, but we've seen it work out over and over again.
Is it working out though? Because a lot of the times it's just prolonged,
yeah,
the expiry date. So sometimes it can be 6 months, sometimes it can be 15 years.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You should aspire towards earning the same as your romantic partner, even more. That's what you should aspire to.
I believe so too. I'm just saying that.
But at the same time, you need to know what type of life you want. How does your life look for you? And that looks different for everyone.
Yeah. Right?
So I know, for example, my girlfriend, she imagines herself as a businesswoman,
yeah,
but also as a mother and a partner to me, a caregiver, mm, someone that takes care of the household.
Yeah.
So obviously, if she's going to want to take on that role of taking care of the household, how can she now also work as hard as me and earn as much as me? Because taking care of a household, as much as it doesn't yield as much financial gain, the other gains are powerful, but it takes away the ability to go and get the financial gain. So if you're now working, taking care of the kids, packing scuff teens, making me a lamb stew, listening to my problems, helping kids with homework, cleaning the dishes, doing the laundry, how in hell do you have time to also go run a business effectively?
Yeah.
You know? So I always say it's good to aspire, and I always think young girls, and I might be wrong here, young girls, you should not be making any boyfriend your end and beyond as you're building your relationship.
Your means to an end. Like,
yeah, you need to follow your dreams. If you want to go to Paris, if you want to move to Lesotho. You can't say, ish, my partner won't, you know, like this wouldn't work for this relationship. Because that man might not even be seeing that far with you. Even if he's made it seem like he's going to see that far with you. Men lie every single day. We lie about how much we love our partners. We lie much.
My mother would love you.
My mother would love you. My, you know, I can see how men lie. Men lie to put you in a state of confusion and of loyalty. And then from there, they take advantage of that. So I want to say, if you're young girl, literally just push as much as possible towards your dreams.
You know, the reason I ask this question is, and I'm sorry, I'm going to be the devil's advocate for this entire podcast, right? Because when we speak about 50-50 love, right? It's one of the most, it can make a woman vomit in South Africa.
It makes
women vomit, actually, in South Africa. There's a line that I like, that I love to hear from women. It's like, you're taking away from my
femininity.
Thank you for saying it. Say it one more time.
Femininity.
Femininity is a set of social, cultural, and behavioral traits traditionally associated with women and girls, often emphasizing characteristics like nurturing, empathy, gracefulness, and sensitivity.
Mm.
Now, masculinity, same thing, is a socially constructed set of behaviors and roles, attributes traditionally associated with men and boys. It often, it often is associated with power, strength, leadership. The difference in those two descriptions are so insane.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And having money, man, having money at the same level, it's like what you said. It's like, you lose control as a man of the relationship. You lose control of your strength, your power.
Elaborate on that. Losing control.
I'm just speaking about historically what's been happening.
I understand, but I'm just saying, I know what it means. I'm just saying, let's go a bit deeper.
So what I'm trying to say is basically like, let's think of our grandfathers for a second, right?
Yeah.
And think of our, let's say great-great-great-grandfathers, right? They were put in a place where they were the primary income of the household, right?
Yeah.
The main source of income, the breadwinner, that's the title. And what that would mean is that because he is making the income, he gets to make the decisions of the future with, of course, the advice of the woman inside.
He's the lawmaker.
What do we say? Who wears the belt? Which means that there's only one pants in the relationship where a person can be the decision maker in the relationship, right? Yeah. So what happens is that we've been living in that patriarchal standard for so long, right? Mm. It has become a norm that women should be taken care of.
Yeah.
Femininity is associated with like gracefulness, nurturing, etc. Because it doesn't associate with earning Do you guys see what I'm trying to connect?
Yeah. It also comes from an environment when women weren't allowed to also work.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And women weren't allowed to do what men do.
And then they now are they allowed.
Are.
But now they still see their grandmothers, their mothers in those positions of being taken care of and leaving a woman to just be nurturing to embrace her femininity her masculinity.
That's why I think it's going to take generations for women to eventually embody their masculine side and for men to embody their feminine side.
Yeah.
Because like now, if we say woman, Bella, you want to feminism, and if it's an offender. I say like woman, you say you want the same jobs as us, but when we say let's split things equally because the environment has changed, you're going to wild out.
Why is it so embarrassing when a woman says, I sent my partner money out loud?
Why is it so embarrassing? It's crazy. Like I was thinking about it, and I'm like, how is that embarrassing?
And because she's embracing her masculinity. She's not embracing her femininity. And that is a foreign concept.
But who's it embarrassing towards?
No, both. No, socially, people will be like, what? Show me. Like you, if a girl comes here now and we're all chilling, you know, drinking, smoking, she's like, hold on, guys, I just need to send my man money for Uber Eats. What's the reaction going to be at the table?
Your man. That's fascinating. Wait. Why is his card broken? He's banking app blocked.
Everyone's going to look like, what is this foreign behavior?
Yeah.
Whereas she's just taking care of her.
And if I say, hey, guys, I need to send my hand cash, just hold the bit. And like, oh, wait.
People are going to say, oh, period. Get him.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it's this ideology, like everybody wants 50-50 until we get to 50-50. You get what I'm saying?
But a woman saying they want 50-50, though, maybe we're speaking, a woman saying that.
Yeah. No.
I don't think they're saying that.
No. Not all. Some. I mean, it's a huge bias to say or women saying that because we're generalizing.
Even the ones, but I'm saying on a general tip, even the ones that say it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've met many girls who have said that to me.
Yeah.
And like, show me, like, when a man, like, I believe in, like, you know,
50-50.
But then whenever they're in the situation, I've seen them transform. They say, like, I yearn for my feminine side. I want to be taken care of. I want to feel safe.
As soon as their income has reached that level.
Now they start seeing things like, they start saying things like, I've been taking care of myself this whole time.
Mm.
It would be lovely enough for a man to take care of me.
True.
I've got my first apartment in my name.
Mm.
I've bought a car.
Yeah.
I've finished my place. Now I just love for someone to take care of me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So do women even want 50-50?
You know what happens with that rare case, right? And people are going to hate me for saying this, but a woman will basically get to that state of income or state of success.
Yeah.
And she becomes a man in that scenario. And she's like, wow, I need a home. Yeah. I need a family. I need more than this. I've been focusing on my career, just as men do.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's embraced her masculinity, not her femininity. Then the need, as you said, I want to be taken care of. The femininity is coming out. But
she starts dressing like more like a girl. She starts, because I've seen it.
But imagine now, like at my tender age, like I'm speaking to you now, and I'm just like, I'm there like, wow, like I've reached this thing. I just want to be taken care of. I've never been taken care of. No,
as a man.
As a man. Would you have a similar reaction and be like, wow, facts. You have reached a certain state.
What? No, I'd say, wake up, chief. This is real life.
So you would never tell. I'm just trying to show you.
Be honest. I'm saying, wake up, chief.
Thank you for being honest. Yeah, I'm just telling you. Imagine Khonse right now. Percy comes here.
No,
she says, bro, like, women don't want to take care of me. I said, move back.
With your mom then, if you want someone to take care of you.
So quick to solution. So not sensitive. Why? Why? You know what I mean? So, and this is what I'm coming to. So wealth as gender identity. You know what I'm saying? Wealth as gender identity. And that what that basically means is that, like, it was basically a summary of what I'm saying of masculinity and femininity, right? Mm. Sometimes our masculinity and femininity is based in our financial status in the relationship. That's just the fact.
Yeah.
The finances are the
driving force.
Yeah. There's times when, as a man, you're not going to be like, guys, not everyone is blessed with opportunity, blessed with income, blessed with... There's going to be a times when you're going to have to fall into your femininity, OG. And men are going to be listening to me right now and be like, no, dog, that's unfair on my heart. No, bro. You deserve to be taken care of too. It shouldn't be a foreign concept.
You know, I've seen that before, and I always used to be so, not envious, but I used to be so impressed with that relationship.
Yeah.
There was this couple that I was friends with.
Yeah.
It was a season where I was friends with many couples.
Do you think the woman paused and said, "Ay, man"?
I can't know.
That's what I said. But anyways, did you guys pause? Let me know.
And this guy was working, then he got retrenched. And then his wife was still working.
Yeah.
Then she paid for all the bills and all these things. He was working at home. He was coming up with a new business idea every 3 weeks.
Sure.
Maybe I should try Forex. Maybe I should try trading. Maybe I should try YouTube. Maybe I should try this.
Yeah.
And his wife held him down in the entire situation. Yeah. Now he's in a place where he's up again and he cannot take care of his kid and his wife.
Yeah.
And that just shows to the fact that when times are tough and you're within a marriage, speaking to married people, and you're within a marriage, as a man, I think it should be 100% okay to fall and lean on your partner. Like you guys said, through thickness and thin, wellness, sickness and health.
I hear you, but take us to the boyfriend and the girlfriend. Don't take us to the wife. Why? Because you said this, I'm talking to married people.
Yeah.
You said those words, I'm talking to married people. Yeah. Why are you not talking to the couples?
Because
I was doing
an interview with Black. What's Black's surname? Black Newborn. And he was saying, in a relationship, you need to be open with your partner, but you can't be vulnerable with your partner when you're dating. Because when you allow for certain levels of vulnerability, you allow for your partner to rewrite the code in you.
Mm.
It rewrites the way you think, the way you view things. For example, it's basically a smooth way to talk about nurturing.
Yeah.
What's it called when you nurture young girls?
Grooming.
Grooming. Because now it's like if you're an old man, 30, goes to a 19-year-old and says, oh no, girls don't club. Oh no, girls don't wear heels. Oh no, makeup is bad. That now rewires her to think like that. And now she knows, hey, makeup, my man said that's bad. Do you get what I'm saying? Even like anything.
Mm.
You know, like having guy friends is bad. Like walking alone is bad. Like going to the mall alone is bad. That rewires you because that's your loved one saying that to you. So now when you're in a moment of downness and you're that vulnerable and weak and you need support and you need a woman in a relationship, that could really rewire you in a bad way. And this is all based on the assumption that your romantic partner is not necessarily the best person for you.
Mm.
Yeah.
So let's talk about...
We take dating way too far. And I've only learned this... Wow. As I've started, obviously my walk with Christ now, with God. I imagine that we're taking dating too far. Of course, you must be loyal and you must be with your partner, but...
We will literally bleed on our bags.
Yeah, we're doing things that are meant for marriage.
Yeah.
And it's such a big risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, I want to talk about what you're saying about the come up king. So the guy with ambition.
Yeah.
You know, he's weighed down by stress. He's entrepreneurial. He's not the 9-to-5 guy, or maybe he's the 9-to-5 guy trying to get a promotion and he's working hard and et cetera. He tries to be there for his emotional partner, but he just can't be there because work just is that demonic. He wants a future of this woman, this girl, this girlfriend of his, nah? But there literally is no time. For the couples and relationships that are looking at like that, what do you think, what do you think is the advice to those type of couples? Because obviously he has to make it. He wants to make
it. Yeah.
But being present right now isn't on the priority list because the family comes first. The future family element comes first. I'm just trying to... The reason I'm asking this scenario...
So there's a guy who's hustling, doesn't have money.
Yeah.
And then there's a romantic partner who's maybe working or okay or whatever.
Yeah. The reason I'm asking this is that equally how money giving money and like spending money can be heavy on a person. Giving emotions and et cetera can also be heavy on a person.
It's almost worse.
It's almost actually worse. So in this scenario, obviously this is a very emotional tolling, like it's a very emotional tolling experience.
Yeah.
So what would you say to it? Yeah.
Sure. So this guy's not great emotionally. He's not making money. He's hustling. He wants to be a doctor or whatever.
But he's working. He's pushing.
I think he has to first look at this with his romantic partner and say, is this someone who I want to have a forever with?
Yeah.
If you start her and you're not sure, remove that person instantly. And then my man, it's time for you to work on yourself. Right? If that person is someone that you see a forever with, then you must say, okay, I see a forever with this person. Baby. Right now, emotionally, I'm here.
I got you. You know, I wanted you to say what you said.
It's tough.
Yeah.
This is how it's going to look. We can't go on dates and stuff for the next 12 months. I'm taking a risk in this situation.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? This is how life is going to look like until I am stable. Mm. Do you or do you not accept these terms and conditions?
Mm.
Then she must then say, you know what? That's not for me. Or yes, that's for me. Or she can say yes. And then 2 months later, she can say, you know what? This is not my vibe.
Yeah.
But ideally, young men, they are, Sita and I always say this, one out of every 20 people are kind of almost similar, right? So like, no one is special. You're not special, bro. I can find another level in some time. Obviously, there'll be 66% compatibility. Mm. So in that case, chuck the hand, bro. Mm. And as the woman too, your man is hustling, you know, chuck the nigga, like chuck the brew.
Yeah.
Focus on yourself. Life is very long.
The reason I said I got you, you got the answer I wanted from you, right?
Yeah.
You're even making me go blind. I was so excited that I said.
Basically saying, speak to your partners, explain to them 12 months.
Then why do men date broke girls who are unemployed? They're just students, have no ambition.
You know why? We've spoken about this. Men date younger because there's less pressure.
Wow. Okay.
There's less pressure and it's easier to do things. I mean, we're speaking
about... No, I don't think so. I think it's because men's love is very physical. It's how your hand looks in the beginning.
Mm.
It's very physical. Whereas a woman, it's very...
transactional.
No, like transactional.
Transactional.
Yeah. Whereas like what you have.
What can you do for me? What's your thoughts? What's your long-term game?
And I'm here to wake up the brothers. I'm here to wake up and tell you to rise. Go beyond. If you are working and you're making a lot of money, and I mean a lot of money, King, and this woman is sitting on the couch and not adding to your life. She doesn't have any goals, doesn't have passion. Just like Tato said, you must what? You must... push them to the side. If you are king, I'm being so real. King, if you are in the gym every week, you are hustling on your body. It's something that's a priority to you. And there's a woman that's eating nuggets, 10 nuggets in your living room, and she's trying to derail your progress. Shaka to the side. King, if you're working on yourself, you're being educational, you're trying to get the highest marks in the class, and you're with someone who wants to party every single time, shuck her to the side. Because it's exactly what you said, but men don't have that self-love. We're willing to give.
Yeah.
We're willing to give that 100%, no matter the situation of the person.
Yeah.
The person can be a doctor who works all the time, and the person can be a cashier. But a man doesn't care what the job is. He just cares about the person. We as men also need to be cared for as a person.
Yeah.
Beyond our jobs, beyond our graphs, beyond our goals. Ladies, I hope you're listening to me. Because you too may be chucked to the side.
So stand up, my sister. Put one of the 10 nuggets, buy that man a green pepper, some oats and bananas.
And do it with your chest. If the room says, why are you doing it? Say, because I love my man. I'm sorry, it's foreign to you. I'm sorry, loving a person is foreign to you, sister, who only receives, who only gets, who only consumes. I'm sorry that we as women can also kick. Be proud, my sisters. My sisters that are like that, stand up with us.
Yeah.
Stand up with us. I want to go into a bit of like a brother's corner.
Yeah.
It's a segment where we basically try explain our advice for the perfect balance of emotion and giving.
Yeah.
Where sometimes it's best to say, you know what, dude, let's not go out for a restaurant. Let's take a walk and get some food. Where sometimes it's better to say, no, dude, you deserve spoiling. Let me spend a million rand on you, on this gift.
Yeah.
How do we balance it? How do we know if we're doing too much? Are we paying an invoice for love or are we...
Oof.
Are we paying a monthly subscription for love, or are we just spoiling our girls, you know, loving them?
Yeah, I'm going to go into a quick story, and I'm so sorry. But so me and my girlfriend, we frequent restaurants. We frequent restaurants. We frequent bowling. We frequent doing things.
Yeah.
But it's always things that I kind of want to do.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm very spontaneous. Like, oh my God, let's go bowling right now.
Yeah.
Or let's go ice skating. Or let's go to this rollerblading place. Like, I'm very spontaneous. And she's always down and happy to be a part. She's like, oh, awesome. Let's go. Oh, cute. In the moment, having the time of our lives. Right? I'm speaking about the physical thing. I'll get into the emotion. And then there's times where she goes, oh, baby, I love Mogodu. So now we do Mogodu Monday. You know, we'll go to temple, get a plate, relax, whatever, whatever. And then one time she shook me. She shook my whole body. She's like, baby, I don't think you're the most romantic person.
And Renee, you were like,
I was like, excuse me?
Are you
me?
Crazy? Like, all my boys I was like, say that I am the most romantic in the group.
Yeah, I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm like, we just come from a cruise to Mozambique.
MFC.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And I don't know what else we've done since then. And then
But it's monetary.
Yeah, it's monetary. So I took a deep breath and I said, you know, let me listen to what my partner is trying to tell me. Because there's no way she would call me that without a specific feeling.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? Unpack. Yeah. Let me know, baby. Like, let me see.
Very
she goes, no. I love everything we do. I'm very grateful for our lives. Mm. Like, you do the most. You do the beyond. Mm. But I would like just a little bit of romance. She's like, basically, I'm doing 98% perfect. What's the 2%? Mm. And the 2% is, instead of saying, hey, baby, let's go. Let's go out for dinner. She wants a letter in the morning, my dearest CK. You know, don't love in my heart, dog.
I haven't
even...
Thank
bed.
You. I was about to say, I haven't even chuckled.
No, listen.
I haven't even
chuckled. She wants to be loved, man. She wants a gesture. She wants a...
Yeah.
You know, when I come home tonight, baby.
Yeah.
Let me see you in that black dress.
Yeah.
You know, put on the high heels.
That's all women, bro.
Yeah, and come back with the bouquet of flowers and tonight I'm going to spoil you.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
6 p.m. is the time.
Be there or be square.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Love yours.
You get me? She wants that intentionality.
Yeah.
She wants that walk and we unpack our futures.
Yeah.
You know, she wants that let's paint upstairs in the apartment and set up the canvas and just paint each other and just relax and play some music in the background.
Yeah.
So in my mind, the spontaneity of my spontaneity was me being the most romantic person ever.
Crazy, yeah.
And she was like, no, that's not romance. Romance for me is intentionality.
Wow.
Do you get what I'm saying? And she's taught me that. I mean, for my birthday, she sent me this beautiful PDF.
Oh yeah, you sent it to the group.
It's got like, it's basically an agenda of my trip. She's spoiling me, she's taking me to Mpumalanga. Yeah. I didn't even know about the trip. I had to cancel some work stuff. Yeah. And that's all beautiful, bro. She's planned like, it's 6 p.m. bath, red wine, flowers. 8 p.m. night
quarter past
walk.
6 if you're not in the bath, bow better. We've got a schedule to maintain.
You get me? So I'm seeing that we need to really be cognizant, or we need to be aware.
Yeah,
we must stop using big words, actually, because it's going to kill our audience. Because we've got a wide range of audience members. Like, I'm talking about 15 all the way to...
Yeah, we've got like 16 to 40 something.
So we need to be more aware of how our partners want to be loved on an emotional level.
That's such a
level.
Good story, bro.
Right? So when you're asking me like, what do I think is more important? How do you balance it? It's all in communication of how the person wants to be loved.
Yeah.
Because in your mind, you could be balancing emotions and money.
Yeah.
But you're doing a horrible job because you're not
listening.
Or you're not speaking. Yeah. You know, before we start this podcast, I asked the team why there's tissues here and I've used them so many times. Thank you, Tabang. You're very considerate.
You know what I love about what you say? And then I think a lot of men are just like us. We perceive the act of giving the activity as the romance.
As the romance.
Not the activity.
Yeah.
I was on vacation with my girlfriend this previous December.
Yeah.
And you know, she's looking left and right. Let's do that activity. Let's do that. I'm like, dude, no, whoa. Everybody hold their purses and wallets. This is the vacation. This is it. Like, you gotcha. This is the vacation. Yeah, you know what I mean? And in my mind, I'm like, this is the most romantic thing I've ever done for any person on my
your life.
In my existence.
Yeah.
But for her, it's like, oh, when are we gonna go do that?
Because I'm sure for her, going on the trip is not a foreign thing.
Yeah.
Because she comes from a decent, financially stable background.
Yeah, so for you to say that thing is so important, but I want to talk about the emotional side of the balance, right?
Yeah.
Guys, let me tell you something. You can try your hardest, you can do everything in your power, but you will never be the everything to your partner in her life.
Oh, wow.
You can do everything in your power to try become this person's everything.
Yeah.
But you will not be.
Yeah.
You will not be their everything. You'll try to be their dad, their chef, a bodyguard,
counselor,
accountant,
best friend,
entrepreneurial advisor, sometimes you even be an investor. You know what I'm saying? Like you'll go every book, wear every hat in her life.
Yeah.
But there comes a time where you can't do everything. You can only just be there for her emotionally.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There is times when you're going to have to say no to the idea of how your relationship is working in order to compensate for it emotionally.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is like for me, I'll go on a date. Let's say we have a fight. Now you have a fight with your girlfriend. In the movies, it's teaching us you must go buy a flower for girlfriend. Must make note for girlfriend.
Must buy the
dear girlfriend. Bag. I'm so sorry, girlfriend. I am idiot, girlfriend. Kind regards, level. And you give it to her, nah? And you say, sometimes you have to say to yourself, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Let's break this habit because we're not communicating.
Yeah.
I'm buying your forgiveness. I'm purchasing another 3 months of this subscription of you not being angry.
It might even be 3 hours.
Might be 2 hours, might be 30 minutes. So sometimes as a man, you need to be very careful with your expenditure in the results you're trying to get from her. Mm. You guys all know what I mean. Yeah. You buy a gift on her birthday. You want it to be, babe.
You want it to be happy.
You're purchasing a reaction. You're purchasing an emotion from her, right? So there's times when you shouldn't be purchasing. You should be having a conversation.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the fights, you shouldn't be saying, okay, babe, this Friday, we're going to do it big. I get you pissed off last week, Friday. This Friday, I'm going to do it big. Let's do it big. We're going to do it. Then you have the do it big. You see her smile. You see her be happy. Then you're like, oh yeah, like I'm an amazing boyfriend again. No, you're not an amazing boyfriend.
You're an amazing spender.
You just have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You've just given her experience. You have not given her joy. The experience gave her joy.
Yeah.
The experience gave her the emotion that you, like I said, that purchased. You missed, Instead, it could be a thing of in the week, hey, listen, this is what we thought about.
Yeah.
Emotionally, this is where I'm at. Emotionally, this is how I think we should fix it. It's a very tough conversation. I want to fix it with you right now, right here. I hate myself for doing this and that. I hate this and that. But that's just it. Hey, by the way, in order to get this off the road on Friday, you know, let's go out and let's have a good time and what. Now you see I'm balancing.
Yeah, you balance, yeah.
You've added the talk.
You know what the biggest issue is, Ned?
Talk to me, yeah.
Young people struggle to sit with emotions that aren't anything but happiness.
Especially young men, bro.
Yeah, so we fight with our partners and then, mind you, our partners can be the ones that are wrong.
100%.
They have sinned against us.
You're not allowed to say that though.
Yeah?
I said, don't say that too loud. Podcast.
Yeah, they could be wrong, right?
Or incorrect at the time.
No, they could be wrong. It could be treacherous women. And then we now, because we're uncomfortable with, because I mean, a man is a pleaser, server.
Yeah.
You know, giver of life.
Yeah, beautiful.
So now I'm seeing this person not uplifted and happy and smiling. So now I'm also now inconvenienced because now I have to sit with this.
Yeah. You want the energy to go back up.
So what do I do? Instead of saying, you know what, let's unpack our emotions and get to the root of the issue, which is you.
Yeah.
And it might not even be you. It could be me. But us taking that action of getting to the root of the issue, the men quickly say, you know what? I miss having fun.
What do you want to eat?
What you want to eat? Are you hungry? Are you hungry? No. Okay. Do you want to take a walk? No. Should I play music? I don't know. How are you okay? Yeah. Why are you asking me if I'm okay? Now it's like, those things also, they're bombarding you. They're irritating you now. They get into you. And I was like, fuck, man.
Let's go drink. You know?
Let's go drink. Let me get flowers or you even leave the time.
Really? Really?
You get what I'm saying? Get ready, we're going out for dinner. She's...
Do you see how dangerous it is to purchase someone's emotions?
Yes, bro. So my statement was young people struggle to sit with that pain, that discomfort. And the sooner you learn to sit with that discomfort and hear your hand yap your ear off and talking to you about how she feels, and then you being confident to yap your hand's ear off, talking about how you feel. Because you have to speak the whole thing.
Mm.
And you know what's crazy? Once you get to that point, there's going to be so many new monsters.
Yeah.
Because now you have to learn how to listen. Now you have to learn to listen to somebody saying something that you don't agree with 100%. In the beginning, but letting them finish the entire statement.
100%.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, chief, hey, you're there quick. He's saying, that's all. That's it. That's no, it. I like what you're saying. And maybe the practical tip that I could give you as a man, I'm speaking to the men, I have a man experience, I get it, of life, is that if you have an argument with your partner, maybe it's that you don't text enough, you're always working, or maybe it's the you're not spending enough, or maybe it's that we don't go on enough dates, you write down. You don't show hair, my man. My man, don't show hair. Lock it up. Maybe take a light after you write it and bend the nose. But you write down a list of what you feel that you have to compensate for this anger, right? And if your list says, I just have to compensate the conversation. I don't have to compensate the experience. I don't have to. You will see yourself out gaslight yourself from this behavior. That's you. Happy a woman is powerful. Guys, a woman's scorn is like nothing on earth.
That's why Black was right, bro. You need to be careful who you're vulnerable with.
Yes,
because she can rewire what's right and wrong for you.
Yes, Papa.
You know, there's been moments where women have made me question my sanity.
Yes, Papa.
I'm not a fool.
But you need to understand, they also have that experience.
Of course.
And their experience is like, oh, I've texted this guy 5 times today. It took me 5 seconds. Surely it should take this guy 5 seconds to text me back.
No, it doesn't.
Man, this guy, while I'm saying this guy is Superman and he's saving a building from burning on his head. And the phone is... Bzz, bzz. I want to make women picture how we see work and
like
how intense it is for us, you know? And it's like, no, it just takes 5 seconds. You know, there was a girl... Let me do what she did, actually, so you guys can see. She takes out her phone and she presses here and she says, hey, babe, I can't talk right now. I'm actually busy at work and I'll get back home to you soon. Just really busy day. Love you so much. Stops the timer. It's 9 seconds. And she's like, do you see how fast it was? But I was like, does she know? In 9 seconds, you have an issue. And another issue comes. Another issue. But not the point. The point, what I'm trying to make is that young Black men jot down how you compensate for a fight.
Yo! Also, since you're making them jot down things, women and men, like, write down why you are with your romantic partner.
Mm. From emotionally
and monetary.
Yeah, thank you.
And maybe monetary, money. Let's be real.
Included.
Let's be real. Monetary. Because I was going to rename it.
But I was going to say, what was the whole podcast about?
Yeah, yeah. Write that down, right? And then write down what you want from them. What you want from them. Dash. If you receive it, yes. If you don't receive it, no. And then
what you can do to better
what you give them. Same procedure. And then think about if you should still be with that person. I really think that we are into relationships where
there's nothing that serves us.
It's not for us, guys. Yeah. And it's okay to be like, you know what, this thing is not for me.
That's why this podcast is like, this topic rather, is so powerful because, guys, sometimes emotions aren't enough. A person love bombing you can be not enough.
Yeah.
A person money bombing you cannot be enough.
Yeah.
Maybe there's even an imbalance of the two. It could not be enough. It's okay for it to not be.
Do you think you would ever love money bomb someone? Let's say you're single, you're 35.
If I was like
multi-millionaire, multi-millionaire.
I was booming.
Yeah.
And I was single.
Yeah.
And I had not found the love of my life. The girl of my dreams.
What would you do? You think you would?
My rib. Yes. What did you say? My heart. Yes. My lung.
My spirit.
My spirit. my enforcement. If I had never found her in this alternative universe where I'm even a different person.
Yes, even your dog.
I'm white. I'm also, can I be white also?
Yes, you're white.
Okay. And my name's John. I'm not Lebo.
Yeah.
I'm not even me.
Yeah.
Okay. In that scenario. Oh, yes, buddy. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, baby. Oh, yes. You know why?
Yeah.
It's like I said, money is a big illusion in relationships and it's the fastest way to purchase emotions. You can purchase a person. Tato, if I said to you, okay, buddy, I want to go to Dubai in 5 months. Okay, I'm white, I'm John right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, buddy, I want to go to Dubai in 5 months. I got to ask you a question. How much do you make in a month? You tell me, you're like, oh, you make 100 grand a month. All right, how's about I give you $400 and you quit your job for 4 months and come with me to Dubai? You're going to look at me and say, fuck it. Fuck it. I'm going to go. You're gonna give me 5 months salary. You're gonna pay me off my work, my dedication, my infrastructure.
And take me to Dubai.
And we're gonna still party there for 3 months and you'll handle everything. You're gonna look at me and say, fuck it. I understand, woman. I understand, woman. But it's an illusion.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm trying to make of the podcast.
Sustainability low.
You've purchased my emotions, you've purchased my peak, you've purchased my happiness. But you must understand it's not real. It's not a real connection. Yeah, shop keep very Gucci. I'm smiling. It's ready for toy in the Lambo.
I'm in Dubai.
Red seat belt. Mommy, I made it. I'm sending money back home.
When you stop recording and you've posted, I'm sure you go.
Gets old.
This guy's actually an asshole.
Gets repetitive. It gets mean. It gets ugly. It gets something that's that you wouldn't actually want for yourself, not in a million years.
Yeah. And well, another trigger to people, because I'm an advocate of leaving
I can
friendships,
tell.
Relationships, business things that aren't for you.
I can tell.
If you have anybody in your life who you wouldn't let your child be friends with to the capacity that you're friends with them, just think about that. Like, would you be okay with your child being friends with some people in your life? You don't have to answer, because we know the people in your life. Meant to say yes.
For how long? An hour, 2 hours?
Like in the capacity that you're friends with them. Like if they grew up and they found a hunze at that age, would you say this is a perfect friend? They find the people at their age.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm not answering. Okay. That's
so all. Would you let your friends be friends with me? Your kids be friends with
me? You friends. I'd even say, you see that kid in the crash? Make sure that friend is your guy. That must be your guy, your guyest of guys. Hello, hi, I'm Levo's father. What's this boy's name? Sato's father. Let me meet Tato's father, Leah. Are you kidding me? You wouldn't, what would you do?
I would, even with you, I mean, it's all about the character, right? I'd have the same,
Yes, bro. But yeah, guys, I hope you, I don't know. What's our timestamp before I close? I don't see if I'm... Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, guys, so I hope that you guys have enjoyed the podcast. Obviously, each podcast for us means a little bit more because we are so intentional with this work. And we really would appreciate if at this point, if you're still here to share the video or any capacity screenshot,
I'm going to be real with you guys.
Anything you can do.
I'm going to be real with you guys for a second. Our views are low. And the point of this podcast is to hit as many people and spread the message.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is something that we pour a lot of our time into. Definitely. From the team and everybody. And you guys that are watching at this current moment all have the ability to 2x our views, to 3x our views. So as a seeder, as someone that's been consuming the content, watching us for all these years, even if it's been months, we are kindly asking you,
please
just take this,
please
post it to your story and tag the link and then
tag
speak
us
about what you like about the video and tag us. We will repost.
Tag us. We'll repost.
Tito will post every repost.
Can even say hello, hi. I'll say hi.
Yeah. Thanks. So please. Like, we're literally just at that moment where we're saying, guys, we need you right now.
We're
trying to get to crazy levels. We wanna do in-person events. We wanna do more with Seated. Yeah. And we can't do that if we don't have all of you guys doubling our views. So we just hope that you guys can assist us. And we just need that. And we appreciate you guys that are making it all the way to this point, because it has been almost an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for everybody who doesn't know, when is this dropping?
Yeah, it's my birthday. I'm 29.
Tato's already birthday. So let's just... Woo. Happy birthday, Beyonce! Beyonce!
Yeah. It's my last 12 months being 20.
Wow. Thank you guys for watching Seated With. We'll see you guys next time on Wednesday. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. On Wednesday. Same time every week. Bye-bye, guys. Seated. 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 Seated.